KUUT Gospel Radio. Mr. Ed out on location. It is The People Talk. You guys know about this conversation. You guys know about this program. KUUT and Unconventional Gospel Radio. I'm out in the field with one of my constituents, a real good close friend of mine, Dr. Bridges. What's going on, Dr. Bridges?
How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing just absolutely marvelous. I want to say thank you so much for allowing us to break bread. Okay, so we're going live right now on KUUT, and this is The People Talking. You and I cover a lot of topics dealing with things that are going on in today's world, with especially believers, and how we deal with what's going on in society as believers. I want to cover a whole lot of topics, and one I want to talk about, and you and I have been talking about this the last several times we have discussed, is about the movement and protesting, marching, and the people come together, different states within these 50 unions of states. Let's talk about that there. Give me your opinion, what you think about, you know, what does it benefit, what it does not benefit.
I believe that a lot of marching, most of it in reality, is really in vain, because Martin, we call him Martin, but it's Martin Luther King, marched back in the 60s for the same thing MacGyver did when he was living. And that was 100 years after that, and here it is now, we're in 2020, and we're still marching for what Martin marched for. So when they say, well, Black Lives Matters, to me, all life matters, because everybody, it doesn't matter even what color you is, when you get caught up in the system that we live in, especially on the justice side, there is no fairness in it.
Let me interject real quick, and we're going to pick back up on what you said. In the justice system, there's no fairness there when we get caught up in the system, so keep your thought there. I want to cover two things real quick. The first question is, Dr. Martin Luther King, had he still been alive, do you think whatever he marched for, whatever he stood for, has it prevailed in today's world, in this 21st century, in today's time? Do you think it's prevailed?
No. We're still, you gotta understand, Martin marched for equal rights and everything else. We still have to have a docket sign for colored people to even vote in this country. There's something wrong with that.
Yes, it is.
And the thing is, as a people, colored people are the biggest consumers in America.
Yes, we are.
There's no other culture on the planet that buy more merchandise than colored people. But yet, none of our products are in the mainstream stores, on the shelves, nothing. Matter of fact, they're passing a law that 15 or 20% of the products have to be placed of black-owned merchandise, has to go in the stores. And they just passed that bill. Why is that? We living in 2020. We ain't back in the 50s and 60s. It's the same thing with owning a franchise. We dominate every sport there is, but yet we don't own no teams. There's something wrong with that. How is it that we dominate baseball, basketball, football, all of it? Now, they pay the athletes good, but ain't no black athlete owning no team. Why?
Let me stop right there, because I was listening to the news earlier today. It's funny, Dr. Bridges, that you mentioned that. You say there are no black people that own black teams.
There's not.
You know, I got to go to the scriptures on this here. I believe it was Jordan. It was one of those basketball players. I don't know.
Michael Jordan?
Yeah, Michael Jordan.
Okay.
I've heard maybe one or two, but I know what I've heard. How true it is. They say they own certain teams. And I was thinking, based upon what you just said, I said, wait a minute, didn't Father Yehoah, didn't the scripture says that we are to be slaves to no man?
That's correct.
And so in other words, let's just say one of the professional, prolific basketball players, I'm not going to name any names,
right,
owned a team. Well
we
that
got
makes
some
him
that own a portion of a team, and the only reason why he owned it is because the owner loved him so much and treated him like a son. You can have a percentage. We're going to give it to you.
Right.
And that's Magic Johnson. I ain't scared to say his name.
Okay, when I say his name, I'm not scared to say his name either.
He owns a percentage of it, and the same thing with the Dodgers. Michael Jordan owns a percentage of a team. He don't own the whole team outright.
But a percentage.
Yep. But you got to understand, Michael Jordan's is how can you say, quote, he think he better than everybody.
Okay.
Michael Jordan, the bulk of his money is tied up in the prison system, building prisons and everything else.
Wait. Building prisons?
Go check the books.
Okay, hold right there. Good. This is the People Talk on KUUT, and the topic is very interesting. And I'm going to title this People Talk, Still in Slavery. Now, listen, if Michael Jordan and what's his name? Johnson, Magic Johnson, Magic Irvin Johnson, if they own a portion of these teams because they were been favored by the owners,
right,
doesn't that mean that they're going back, they're doing exactly what has happened to us thousands of years ago? We were made slaves. Right. Now, in today's time, they're slaves, and they're, because they're accepting their contract, but they're doing what their slave drivers is telling them to do, and it says, well, we'll let you become a slave driver too, and we'll just give you a portion if you still do what I tell you to do. Am I right on this here?
Yeah, but I'm gonna bring it even a fuller circle.
Okay, but before you bring it full circle, am I correct in what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay, bring it full circle.
Well, Nick Cannon had a show called Wildin' Out.
Okay.
That show was one of the hottest shows on TV.
Mm-hmm.
But he turned around and made some statements and some accusations. They literally took this man's show. He don't have the show no more. They took him off the air and took his show. Now, do you hear what I just said?
Right. They took the show.
Just like even Oprah Winfrey. Oprah Winfrey has a network, but Oprah Winfrey can't call no shots like you think she can call, even though she owns a network. One of our icon idols, they trashed his name and they ripped him up and they locked him up.
And that
on
is?
On a clothes case, Bill Cosby.
Bill Cosby.
The Jell-O Pudding Man, the father figure in this country. And he's only in jail because he wanted to open a TV network.
Wow.
And they told him no. Okay. And he said, who are you to tell me what I can buy and what I can't buy?
Okay, hold it right there. They. Okay, you mentioned about three or four different names, world prominent names that we all know, people of color.
Right.
Now, so what they did, they put themselves in that position. They contracted with the system. And once they signed that agreement, that means they allowed the system to control them anywhere and anyhow they decided to do.
Yep.
That's why Oprah don't own everything you think she owns. That's why Magic and Jordan own a portion. That's why Nick Cannon had it taken away from him because they signed the contract. In other words, they danced with the devil. They made a contract with the devil. Am I wrong or am I right?
You're right. And see, the thing is, we as a people, in a lot of areas, even within the church ranks, we got pastors and leaders that's supposed to be the spokesman for our people.
Right.
They're not spokesmen. Everybody that sold out, Jesse, Al, even Al. Al is out making noise, but the fact is, Al done sold us out numerous of times, so he needs to do something right as it is.
Okay, be specific when you say Al sold us out.
Okay, the Burger King and McDonald's franchise, when they were not doing justice and right by colored people. They took the money. They took the payoff. They started out making the noise for the people, but they paid them off. It's the same thing. Even Martin's people, children, they came and told them who killed their daddy, everything. They took the money, opened the museum.
Right.
In their father's honor. When they know that these people here specifically murdered their dad. And the people told them exactly who did it.
And they still took the money.
Still took the money.
Okay, so that takes me back to what I just said. This is the People Talk on KUUT.
But it's the truth.
Mr. Ian and Dr. Bridges out on location. We are out at Chili's in the San Bernardino County. And we're talking about today, pretty much the people have sold out. Now, pretty much these people, and I got to go straight to the scriptures, Dr. Bridges, because you are a scripture man as well. In the book of, you call it Leviticus, the real name of that book is called Vayikra. And Father Yehoah says to not follow the laws of the land.
Right.
You know, Father Yehoah says to not bring kings in to rule over you. In other words, one that is not your kinsman. So the people that we just talked about, they signed contracts. They knew what they were getting into. Am I right or wrong?
Important to hear.
They contracted to get what they got, to get where they are at.
Mm-hmm.
Am I right or wrong? And that's the point that I want to make and specify that because of what has happened to them, what has been stopped, what has been taken away, what has been frozen, what has been given a portion to them, is because they are still in modern day slavery, making slaves that they are already slaves and trying to control as they are being controlled. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
So am I on the right track here?
Well.
Or am I wrong?
The thing is.
Well, we'll stop right there. Am I right or am I wrong?
You're right.
Gotcha. Let's go back to the beginning of the initiation of the talk here on People Talk, where we're talking about protest. Mm-hmm. What does the people, meaning the believers, mm-hmm. us, what do we accomplish when we're out there protesting? Are we accomplishing anything?
Number one, believers are really not supposed to get caught up in politics.
I'm glad you said that.
But yet, a lot of pastors sell out, cross the line to get that check and compromise with the government. Church and state is supposed to be separated.
But they're not.
No.
They are not.
Because they have compromised their position. Instead of the state coming to the church is going to the state.
This is so very
forget,
true.
Forget it's just dues instead of going to.
So if a believer is caught up at a protest and a riot breaks out or the police begins to shoot tear gas, you know, pepper spray, you know, those rubber bullets and stuff, and quite a few believers get hurt, would you say they deserve what they got? Yes or no?
Do I believe that they deserve? Yeah, you there?
Now, I'm going to concur that. And here's the reason why. In the book of Matthew, you call it Matthew, in 18:18, whatsoever Father Yahweh says, whatsoever you bind on earth, I'll bind in heaven. Whatsoever you loose on earth, I'll loose in heaven. So they allow themselves to go to their protest. Right. They already knew that danger could be setting there. They did know that a fight could break out. They did know that pepper spray and mace and tear gas could be shot out, or they can get beat by the police. They knew beforehand. And if they're believers, you know, we have the Holy Spirit who leads us into all truth. And he will show us things to come, and he will warn us. You know, the scripture says warning comes before destruction.
Right.
So those believers that were at all, and then you better believe that at every protest, there are a whole lot of believers that are there.
Yeah.
Am I right or wrong? And so if anything breaks out, they were warned, were they not, by the Holy Spirit.
Right.
And so therefore, they brought it upon themselves, but yet they want to turn around and sue the people that are doing them wrong when they put themselves in a position to get hurt. Right. They should, like you said, they should never been in that protest in the first place. Am I correct or wrong?
Yeah. But you have to understand, people as a whole, their position in this country, the only way that they have a voice if they march, because they shut down the music, they manipulate the whole system, because most of the time when we spoke, especially back in the 50s and 60s, it was through our music.
Right.
They took music out of school.
Right.
So how can a kid learn the music? If he don't learn, he can't do it, use it.
True.
So this is where we're at. I'm in a county where they done took the music completely out of the college level. Middle. So when you look at that, it's our job as leaders and visionaries is to make sure that our children and children's children are able to be equipped to serve.
Give us your thoughts on how one can we prepare the children to be equipped and to better serve, because they are the generation now and the generations to come. How can we do that?
The key elements of life, it says, get wisdom, understanding, and pursue knowledge. Those are the three elements of life.
I concur.
And if they do that, then they're going to seek wisdom. They're going to get understanding. And they're going to pursue knowledge, because they know in order for me to grow, I have to. And most people, they go and grasp the wrong knowledge because they're just knocking. And you got to understand, a lot of people are really knocking. They're trying to find the right path. That's why they go to this religion. They turn to that religion because they're trying to find their way. But see, how does one find the true way? Because there's so much stuff out there, garbage. Just like you said, well, go to Israel. No, you go to Jerusalem today, there's over 450 dialects of different types of doctrine going on in that city alone. So